Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
736 here at 720 WGN. Welcoming tech reporter Jen Jolly to the program from jjtechish.substack.com to tell you everything you need to know about everything in the world of stuff.
Yeah.
And recently on the Today Show, a regular contributor there. And I hope you appreciated the North to Alaska intro.
I not only appreciated it, I loved it, and I sang along word by word. I am from the last frontier. I am a third generation Alaskan. I was raised up there in a family of commercial fishermen and pioneers, and I got to go back there last week with the Today Show. We did the summer solstice edition of the Today Show from there, and it was a blast.
You were kicked by a moose?
I wasn't kicked by a moose, but the car I was in, my Turo rental car, you know, Turo is like the Airbnb for cars, so you rent it from other people. I love that service. They did not love that a mother moose kicked the car I was sitting in. We took our dog with us. My dog was in the car. We had left the back doors open. I was at my best friend's house up in the hills at Anchorage. And my daughter looks out the window and says, Mom and baby moose are looking in, and Junie's just sitting there. I have a half lab, half Australian shepherd. She was just sitting there minding her own business. I, you know, waited till they were on the backside of the car, jumped in, slammed the door, and then started talking to her like, excuse me, Mom and Moose, would you mind moving along so we can get out of the car? And she just roundhouse kicked the car. Of course, I have it on video. It's on my TikTok, Jennifer Jolly Techish.
Well, we got to take a look at that.
It's also on the website at techish.com as well.
You know, it's not often that I speak to somebody who's from Alaska.
There's not many of us. It's weird. It's so funny. So I go back every summer. My parents up until last summer lived there full time. Now they live with us most of the year. I live in Washington State now.
Right.
But, you know, my brother's up there. I have cousins and aunts and uncles. So I haven't lived there full time in more than 30 years. But everywhere I go, no matter what part of the state it's in, I run into somebody I know, somebody I'm related to. And I always say Alaska's the biggest state that is the smallest town.
I hear you. Yes.
It's tiny. It's tiny up there. It's so, so big. Half the size of the whole United States. And yet I can't go anywhere without running into somebody I know.
That's a very nice feeling, though, isn't it?
It is. But it's also the reason I left.
Well, you know, everything like that is a two-sided sword. So it's got its good things. It's got its bad things.
Oh, so, it was so cool. So, you know, such a full circle moment to be up there with the Today Show. Just such a wonderful feeling. And got to have my family on the show with me. It was really neat.
Well, I truly appreciate you coming on here with us at 720 WGN. Because I appreciate the things that you have to say. And I have a few questions. But first, I want to get to some of the things that you have sent in. For instance, five things everyone using the internet should know right now. Would you care to elaborate?
Yeah, this is based on. So recently, I did a big investigative piece on Coinbase. And this is people who have invested in cryptocurrency. And they had a big internal breach at Coinbase. And from that internal breach, these really savvy cyber crooks figured out how to rob people blind. And, you know, this isn't like kind of digital punks who dabbled in cryptocurrency, you know, gambled and lost. This is like one guy I talked to, he's been putting money in this account since he was 13 years old. So this is like life savings, important things. And from that story, and that's at USA Today and on techish.com, one of our longtime contributors, Mike Winner, he penned this piece about, look, you got to audit your browser extensions like your bank account depends on it, because it does. And a third of all apps are high risk, 1%, downright malicious. In this day of AI, when we can't really figure out what's real and what's not, you right. have to lock your online life down the same way you lock your doors at night, you lock your car doors at night. And if you don't know how to do that, you're just waiting to get robbed. And I hate to put it like that, but that's just how it is now.
Well, where do you learn to do that if you don't know?
You go on our website.
I knew it.
Yeah, I mean, again, hate for the shameless plug again, but this is the kind of stuff that we care about and that we're doing. Mm-hmm. So not only is it really important to see what the cyber crooks are up to with this latest Coinbase story, you know, no legitimate business, you know, Wells Fargo's not calling you, they're not texting you, they're not, you know, and if they are, hang up and call them back. Don't even go, I'm telling people, don't even go on an online help site, don't even go, you know, right. troubleshoot that way. Pick up the phone and call. If they don't have a phone number, we'll go down, you know, down the list of how to get in touch with somebody from there. But AI and a lot of loosening of restrictions on what companies are allowed to do with the current administration has really just made it anyone's crazy game out there when it comes to getting ripped off. And we're seeing really like Silicon Valley insiders, very savvy people losing life savings. So yeah, that techish.com, here's the way to lock down your life. Do these things right now. That's a must do.
It's like the crypto Wild West, so to speak.
It reminds me of when the internet started. And, you know, you think of all these ways to describe it. When the internet first started, you could go down a back alley, just like you can in any city, and find yourself in some big trouble. It's like that with crypto right now. And you buy the extra FDIC insurance on your crypto. That exists. Aura Security has it. McAfee Security has it. Trend Micro has it. Go ahead and buy that. Get that FDIC insurance. I talk to a lot of people who, you know, they get most of their news from YouTube or TikTok, and they said, but so-and-so said it was FDIC insured. Don't trust anyone except me and you.
Right. So crypto is that big a deal? Pardon my ignorance. It's that significant?
I thought the same thing when I started getting these calls. So many people have invested in it, especially men, 30 to 70.
Really?
And now I was just reading something like you can start doing crypto. I think it was one of the major credit cards, like Visa or MasterCard now has a crypto card. I mean, this is becoming... Wow. Again, current administration is all in on let's be the first in crypto. Mm-hmm. And that means a lot of the speed bumps that were kind of holding these things off are move fast and break things sort of tech world again. You know, it reminds me a lot of the earlier days of the entire internet.
You know, it reminds me of a really old expression, which is buyer beware. I mean, man, just because just because it's crypto and just because it's, you know, something new technology-wise, hey, some of the age-old adages still apply. And, you know, this isn't about crypto, but, you know, you're talking about being scammed and, you know, sort of being alert. I got a replacement credit card. I'm not going to say what card. Yeah. And it was great. And then I get an email asking me to confirm if I've received my card. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't remember this ever happening before. And I look at where the email is sent, and it looks totally legit. But I said, you know what, before I've filled this out, I'm calling them. So I just called. And they said, no, that's totally legit. I said, okay, thanks. But I wanted to make sure before I put anything onto the internet that this was going to a reputable email address, and it wasn't somebody that was going to scam me, you know?
That's exactly what you have to do. Because I was thinking the whole time that the punchline there was going to be, it was a scam. People say, how do they get my email? How do they know what I'm looking at? Google shares all of that information.
Right.
DuckDuckGo is a little bit safer, but Facebook, Instagram, anything you're doing with Meta, that whole world is sharing everything. And you signed a little thing at one point, you know, in the terms of service that said that was fine for them to share that with marketers. Everybody knows what you're doing all the time, and it's getting better and it's getting scarier. And again, I hate to be alarmist, but I'm telling everybody I know, don't trust anything. Pick up the phone, call a human being. Right. If you can't get a human being, we'll go down from there. But people can reach out to me anytime. I can't believe the scams that people are telling me about. And I found out about the Coinbase from a tip, you know, just from somebody who got in touch with me. And once it's like an onion, you peel back one layer and then it's another layer, another layer, another layer. And what really interested me, there's so many interesting kind of comments on the modern world and humanity. But one of the things that was so interesting to me was Coinbase knew this was going on back in January. They didn't say anything about it until just a few weeks ago. All they had to do was email a warning that these scams are out there, put it on their app, put it on their social media, on a couple really popular crypto YouTube channels. So simple. They could spend a very minimal amount of money to get the word out that scammers are targeting people. And it would have saved all these people's life savings. You know, what is it going to take for a company to just do the right thing by the people that they depend on to have the businesses that they have?
We're talking to Jen Jolly, and we'll do more when we come back in 720 WGN. 749 here at 720 WGN with John Landecker, talking with Jen Jolly, who's the tech reporter and founder of techish.com. And we were going over some of the things that people should be aware of if they're on the internet right now. But there was one thing that I read in one of your articles, and I just got to preface this by saying I am so far behind on the AI curve, I can't even see the curve. You know what I'm saying? I am so far back, it's unbelievable. And when it first came out, I was goofing around with it, you know, sort of quote-unquote silly things. Can you take the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and make it sound like it was written by William Shakespeare? I mean, you know, just goofy stuff. But I'm reading that there are, by using AI of some kind, you take a full body selfie, and somehow AI, if you use the right stuff, tells you what clothes to wear?
What is that? Your selfie style, the AI app that shops like your BFF, but with better taste. That is a story that I wrote recently, again, for USA Today.
Yeah.
There is an app. It's totally free on iOS and Android. It's called Glance AI. It's a new buzzy app that promises to sort of fix what's broken with online clothes shopping. So right now, there's a really big problem with you shop. People return one in every three things that they buy to wear. Wardrobe-wise, they return one in every three things that they buy online. So this wants to fix that problem. Instead of scrolling through endless product pages, you upload a photo of yourself, and in a few seconds, it generates these photorealistic images of you wearing the curated outfits that they suggest. And if they don't have that exact outfit, they'll point you to one that's close to it. And they work with almost every online retailer out there. So I've bought a few things from Macy's, a few things from Nordstrom, a few things from Target that, you know, I actually saw what I looked like. And similar to that, you know, Google did something very similar recently with the Google try-on feature, which is even, you know, could be even more advanced, could be even better. It's not quite there yet. But after I wrote the article, they reached out to me and said, you know, all of these features are coming. I have bought clothes from both. And again, that's a story that I did. You can look it up in USA Today. It's super fun to just try it too. It's really fun to see. Have you tried Glance AI yet? Because you need to.
I said I was way, way, way back on the curve. This is the first time I ever heard of this.
Styles you like the boss you are. It'll put you in some absolutely hilarious outfits. It's a pastime for me and my friends, especially my guy friends that are, you know, like middle-aged guy friends. Yeah. They send me all their Glance AI pictures, and it's funny.
So do you provide any input on the kind of clothes that you're looking for, or does this artificial intelligence decide on its own and so they say, here, this is what you look like in this?
You tell it what you like. So in the case of Glance AI, you say, I like to wear bold blazers, or I like workout clothes, and it dopamine dressing, and then it suggests outfits for you. So I'm a big t-shirt wearer, and I like a lot of t-shirts with bold sayings and stuff, and so it recommends a lot of that stuff. It's like all other AI, it gets to know you better the more you use it. So if you interact with it a little bit, you know, for a week or two, it really freakishly, like, it is suggesting things that are already in my closet, which is really weird, but also really awesome. And then with Google Search Labs, try on AI. If the way that I've discovered
Helen Keller.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The way that I've discovered that is just, I like saw a pair of mother jeans that I wanted to buy. I said, oh, those are super cute. And incidentally, they're the jeans that I wore on the Today Show in Alaska. They're out of like 50 things that I looked at. That was the only one that actually let me try it on, though. So it's kind of hit or miss of what you'll find. And then it's really funny because I'm looking at the online picture that I put in that USA Today story. Yes. And I can tell that my fingers are kind of weird. I think it gave me six fingers. But I've never seen that before until just now. Well, but it really is exactly how I look in that pair of jeans. So I went ahead, and they were $250. Like, I didn't want to buy those without trying them on.
Of course not.
So, yeah. So I tried them on via AI, and they're perfect.
You try them on via AI? Yeah. Really? So you virtually tried them on?
Virtually tried them on, and because it is you, it's you know, you don't have to tell it I'm a small, I'm a large, or medium. Right. It just kind of knows that. And with Glance AI, it took a few stops and starts to get it to be really perfect. With that Google try on, if you can find something that has that little picture that you can try it on with, it's just genius. And I think this is how we're all going to be shopping for clothes really soon.
This is like sci-fi.
It is sci-fi. It really is. And I can't figure out how they can rip us off on this yet. So I feel good about recommending these. I really have enjoyed both of them. You know, especially that Glance AI, just using it, reusing it, sending my friends and I send pictures of each other to each other. It's fun.
Well, you're fun. And we're out of time, unfortunately, Jen. But, you know, I would love to have you back. I'm going to become an avid reader of techish.com. I'm going to follow you like crazy. And I'm going to get up to speed on some of this stuff.
Well, I'm a huge fan. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to post about this all over all the socials. I'll talk about it in my newsletter this Friday. So we'll just be, you know, mutual fans. I love that.
That sounds great. Thank you. And
thank you.
I'll be following you. Same to you. Jen Jolly, tech reporter, founder of techish.com.